W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. March for Life demonstrators have spent the last 50 years protesting abortion in Washington. Today was their first march after winning that fight in the Supreme Court.
The question now facing anti-abortion groups is what do they do moving forward? And the battle in so much of this goes now to the states, because the Dobbs decision allows the states to decide what they want to do when it comes to abortion rights. This group obviously also lobbying Congress, this new Republican House, for federal abortion legislation.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. In Germany, the U.S. and allies met on how to improve Ukraine's fight against Russian attacks.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin led the gathering at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. He was unable to deliver a consensus on tanks. Despite pleas from Ukraine, Germany has resisted pressure to quickly supply tanks to Kyiv.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Despite more tech layoffs, this time at Google, it was an up day on Wall Street, the Dow rising 330 points. This is ABC News. Finally, some good health news on the number of flu cases.
Since it started in early October, flu has sickened at least 25,000 people, sent 270,000 people to the hospital, and taken some 17,000 lives. But there is some encouraging news from the CDC. A new report showing the U.S. is now in the second month of steep declines of flu illnesses across the country. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It appears North Korea is helping send rockets and missiles to Russia. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they have satellite proof.
This imagery shows that on November 18th, five Russian rail cars traveled from Russia to North Korea. On the next day, November 19th, North Korea loaded those rail cars with shipping containers, and the train returned to Russia.
Less than a day after a federal judge fined former President Trump and his lawyer nearly $1 million for filing a frivolous lawsuit, Mr. Trump has withdrawn another suit against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Andy Field, ABC News.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A fourth suspect is now charged in the killing of a Milwaukee mail carrier last month. Prosecutors say Lakeisha Duxworth lied to investigators when she told them her home security cameras were not working. They were, and prosecutors say they show Andre Cross delivering her mail. Cross was shot to death a few days later. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval for the April ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on statewide ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the boy band.
Between me
It's Painful Concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Front.us.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Tonight, we have a special show here tonight on an update with the free Leonard Peltier. And we say that at the end of each show. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to one of our supporters here, Minsure. This portion's brought to you by Minsure. If you need healthy insurance, Minsure has a plan that covers your family's doctors and visits. Visit mnsure.org and find free help. So again, thank you so much, Minsure, for supporting us and these things that we talk about here. Hey, I have Rachel Thunder here with me, and who's with American Indian Movement, and also was one of the leaders, and I always say the leader, of the Leonard Peltier Walk for Freedom. And we also have Kevin Sharp on tonight, the lawyer for Leonard Peltier. And I just want, before we get going here, I just want to read just the first paragraph here of an article that was sent to me by Rachel. It says, the FBI's repeated opposition of the release of Leonard Peltier is driven by vindictiveness and misplaced loyalties, according to former senior agent close to the case, FBI agent close to the case, who is the first agency insider to call for clemency for the indigenous rights activist who has been held in the U.S. maximum security prison for almost five decades. And Rachel, come on here. I want you to kind of take over the show here, because this is a I'll let you take over just a little bit, but let's talk about what's going on and the excitement that I feel like is in the air. So I welcome you two and welcome Rachel.
Rachel Thunder. Hello, and thank you for having us on the show. I am Plains Cree, Nihio Nihiowak Treaty 6. My name is Rachel Thunder, and like Robert mentioned, I was the lead organizer for the Walk to Justice, which was a 1,103-mile walk that we just completed in November. We started on September the 1st here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and walked to Washington, D.C. to advocate and raise awareness to the case of Leonard Peltier and this continued injustice that now has been happening now for five decades.
movement. Rachel, what can anybody, well, I'll put this to Kevin. Kevin, what can people do? And I know Leonard talked about letters being postcards and millions. What can people that are listening do to support your efforts, but also to reach out to whomever?
Well, you know, thanks for asking that question. I saw earlier, Dawn had asked a question about how Leonard's doing. He's 78 years old. He has been, you know, 48 of his 47 of his 48 years have been in a maximum security prison. Not the best place for healthcare. Those are tough years. He's not doing well. And the White House needs to know, you know, what can people do? Call the White House, write the White House, right? Send the postcards. They listen to the constituents, right? That's what this has been about. You have a constituency of the president who has been opposed to clemency, and that's the FBI. They're an agency, but they're also a constituency. The White House and the president need to hear from the people. So anyone who is, you know, in support of Leonard needs to call the White House. They need to write the White House. They need to send emails. But they also need to do that with their federal representatives, their members of the House and the Senate, because they are also constituents of the president, and the president needs to hear from them. The U.S. members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives need to know that their constituents care about this. Right, we can't sit around in our houses wringing our hands talking about what a shame it is. You know, what a shame that we can't speak honestly about the inner workings of the FBI. Well, that doesn't, you know, but that doesn't do any good. Someone has to know that you care. Somebody has to know that you oppose that, that you're outraged by that, that you are outraged that Leonard Peltier still sits in a maximum security prison. And that people need to understand that. Right, there are different levels of security within the Bureau of Prisons. If you're in a max, it says you are a danger. You're a danger to the community. You're a danger to other prisoners. Well, this is ridiculous. He is 78 years old and you know, uses a walker to get around. He's got an aortic aneurysm that could kill him at any moment. He's got diabetes. He's got, you know, heart conditions. He's not a danger to anyone. And so if you want to talk about vendettas, why does the Bureau of Prisons keep him classified as a maximum security threat? They know he's not. Every year they have unit managers in the particular prison that you're in, right? So he's in Coleman. There will be people who are in charge of his case. So there'll be a case manager, and there'll be a supervisor over the unit, and there'll be a counselor. Those individuals who know him best keep sending in the material to headquarters saying Leonard Peltier is not a threat. Leonard Peltier's health is such that he needs to be in a facility that can care for him, lower his classification, and let's move him. That would also give him the opportunity to take advantage of one of the benefits of the First Step Act, which is the default should be to house prisoners within 500 miles of their home, which means they could move him, if he lowered his classification, closer to the reservation, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Reservation. Move him closer to where his friends and family live so they can visit him. Why are they not doing that? There's no rational reason for that. It's because they want to continue to punish him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the White House needs to know. If you're listening to this, if you're reading about Leonard, if you care about justice, you need to let the White House know. You need to let your senators, your representatives know. This is unacceptable and should not be tolerated in a country that seems to pride itself on its, you know, equal justice under law. I'm not seeing it in Leonard Peltier's case.
Hey, you're listening to a special edition of Native Roots Radio, Free Leonard Peltier Update. I'm with the lawyer of Leonard Peltier, Kevin Sharp, and American Indian Movement member Rachel Thunder. And we're going to be right back. And I kind of want to talk a little bit, ask Rachel about
the Shah 101. You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. March for Life demonstrators have spent the last 50 years protesting abortion in Washington. Today was their first march after winning that fight in the Supreme Court.
The question now facing anti-abortion groups is what do they do moving forward? And the battle in so much of this goes now to the states because the Dobbs decision allows the states to decide what they want to do when it comes to abortion rights. This group obviously also lobbying Congress, this new Republican House, for federal abortion legislation.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. In Germany, the U.S. and allies met on how to improve Ukraine's fight against Russian attacks.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin led the gathering at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. He was unable to deliver a consensus on tanks. Despite pleas from Ukraine, Germany's resisted pressure to quickly supply tanks to Kyiv.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Despite more tech layoffs, this time at Google, it was an up day on Wall Street, the Dow rising 330 points. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. 6 years after the attack, 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison has been convicted of second-degree sexual assault. The victim went to the hospital after the assault in 2017 for an examination. Investigators linked McDowell's DNA from that sexual assault kit to another case. Attorney General Josh Call praised the survivor and the investigators and prosecutors who fought for justice. A growing number of young children are battling mental health issues and suicidal thoughts. Health officials say emergency departments are seeing three times the number of pediatric cases than they did a decade ago. The largest increase is in suicidal ideation and drug and alcohol intoxication or overdose. In the last 4 years, they've seen the highest increase in kids younger than 14. There's a lack of therapists and clinicians who are trained to care for children. You're listening to Civic Media in the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.